This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Additional 6,295 people recovered from COVID-19 infection in Nepal. 3,384 new cases of coronavirus infection confirmed in the same time period. Former Prime Ministers ask government to ensure vaccine against COVID-19 to all citizens. Krishna Chandra Nepali of Nepali Congress appointed as Chief Minister of Gandaki Province. World Bank approves $60 million to strengthen Nepal's higher education. And Denmark midfielder awake after collapsing on pitch. Now the news in detail. Additional 6,295 people have recovered from the coronavirus infection in Nepal in the last 24 hours. With this, the total number of people recovered from COVID-19 infection has reached 527,111. According to Health Ministry, the corona recovery rate now stands at 86.9%. Similarly, as many as 3,384 new cases of coronavirus infection have been confirmed across the country. Meanwhile, the country recorded 61 more corona-related deaths, taking the total death tally to 8,366. There are 71,301 reported active cases across the country. Five former prime ministers have called upon the government to remain sensitive towards the impacts of prohibitory order imposed to contain COVID-19 on the underprivileged and working class people. They have also urged the government to ensure due provision of vaccine against COVID-19. They have urged the government to remain proactive to address the problems of diseases and hunger on the economically vulnerable class and community. Former Prime Ministers Sher Bahadur Deoba, Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, Madhav Kumar Nepal, Chalanath Kanal and Dr. Baburam Bhattrai yesterday jointly issued a statement and appealed to the people to express their solidarity against the direct or indirect intervention on Nepal's internal politics. Krishna Chandra Nepali of Nepali Congress has been appointed as the Chief Minister of Gandaki Province. Province Chief Sita Kumari Baudil appointed Pokhrel as the Chief Minister in accordance with Article 168 of the Constitution of Nepal. Baudil administered the oath of office and secrecy to Chief Minister Nepali at her official residence yesterday itself. The World Bank has approved $60 million to improve the quality of higher education in Nepal and scale up online learning and expand access to academic institutions for underprivileged and vulnerable students. World Bank Country Director for Nepal, Maldives and Sri Lanka, Fariz Hadajevers, in a statement mentioned that COVID-19 pandemic has highlighted the critical importance of building back better and prioritizing human capital development. Home Minister Khagaraj Adhikari has directed the police officials to walk forward with high morale and professionalism. In his address to programs after inspection visit to the Nepal Police and Armed Police headquarters yesterday, the Home Minister directed the police organizations to move ahead, keeping the nation in the center while facing circumstances. Minister Adhikari pressed the role of armed police force in border security and public security in the country. He added that the health services provided by the ABF hospital in this critical hour caused by COVID-19 outbreak was praiseworthy. Bagmati Province Assembly Member Narottam Baidya has apologized for giving his controversial statement against the Prime Minister. In the very beginning of yesterday's session of the Province Assembly, by the demanded time from the Speaker and explained that his statement came out of emotion. The statement sparked controversy from all quarters and he withdrew his statement as per the direction of Nepali Congress. However, CPN UML has said that a life threat issued against Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli is of serious concern. Issuing a press statement yesterday, party spokesperson Pradeep Kumar Gyawali said Nepali Congress member Narottam Baidya's remark was highly offensive and condemnable. The Nepali Congress has decided to defer its 14th General Convention by 9 days. According to Joint General Secretary Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat, the meeting of the party office bearers and former office bearers held at the residence of party President Sherbadu Deoba decided to hold the 14th General Convention from September 1st to 4th. Earlier, the Nepali Congress had decided to hold the General Convention from August 23 to 26. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for short break now.
डैडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the international updates now. Denmark midfielder Christian Eriksen is awake in hospital after collapsing in the Euro 2020 match against Finland, said the Danish Football Association. The 29-year-old Inter Milan player's condition has stabilized, according to tournament organizers UEFA. The game in Copenhagen was suspended before half-time after the former Spurs playmaker fell to the ground and was given emergency treatment on the field. Finland won the Group B match 1-0 after restarted at 19:30 BST. Danish players were applauded onto the pitch by their opponents as they returned to the field to resume the game. UEFA said it agreed to restart the match following the request made by players of both teams. The final 5 minutes of the first half were played before a 5-minute half-time break and the second half. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has said the government must be cautious as it decides whether to end all COVID-19 restrictions in England on 21st of June. Cases and hospitalizations are on the increase as the Delta variant spreads with the announcement of the next steps on the roadmap due on Monday. The Prime Minister told the BBC that it was important to ensure any easing of restrictions was irreversible. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of the province 1, Gandaki province and Lumbini province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 25.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 18.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Additional 6,295 people recovered from COVID-19 infection in Nepal. 3,384 new cases of coronavirus infection confirmed in the same time period. Former Prime Ministers ask government to ensure vaccine against COVID-19 to all citizens. Krishna Chandra Nepali of Nepali Congress appointed as Chief Minister of Gandaki Province. World Bank approves $60 million to strengthen Nepal's higher education. And Denmark midfielder awake after collapsing on pitch. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website, www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.